WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we are positively into the summertime and doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be out at Spirits West on Thursday from 2 until 5. Some of the old St. Joe folks and the St. Agnes Ascension folks stopping by. We're looking forward to that. I'll be giving away these instant lottery scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery, the throwbacks, as well as wearing the fun floppy hat from our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, and 0% financing for the next 2 years at Window Nation. Whole schedule up for the Crab Cake Tour. It's moving around. We're not going to be at Hollywood Casino next week. Going to do that next month. This guy's going to come out and have a crab cake with me at some point. He has been managing money, managing summer, managing beach, managing, I guess, Peacock and Apple Plus, and trying to find the Orioles like all the rest of us at this point. Letter Raskin, our defending financial champion, back on from Raskin Global, and trying to make the summer right. Hey, by the way, if I punted on my taxes April 15th, the deadline's, you know, at some point I'm going to have to file, right? I just want to
October.
Make sure.
October. Okay. All right. Yeah, the government gives you a freebie to file. We've talked about till October. They don't give you a freebie to pay though. You got to pay April 15th. The money is due
because I have you. But I did about this over the weekend. I'm like, still got to do that. I got to move that a little higher up on the to-do.
Got to get it. Got to get it on the priority list. Got to get it right there with getting Cedric Mullins healthy.
Yeah, and getting the Peacock
Network. And Ryan Mountcastle, and then. Yeah, getting streaming. You say, cut the cord. So you cut the cord, you save what? $80. But then you got to buy Apple Plus for 14. You got to buy Peacock for 15. You got to buy Netflix for 20. You got to buy Disney Plus. You got to buy Max. Before you know it, you're $120 of streaming to watch one show once a month, like the Orioles. But the way I looked at it was I tried to find them. This weekend, I tried to find where it was. I don't know. It took me a while because I looked at Masson. I looked at Fox. I looked at NBC because I heard they were on NBC. Lo and behold, NBC's got the PGA Golf US Open.
Yeah, I went to CBS looking for that, strangely enough, right?
Right, right. So you can't find anything anywhere it's supposed to be. Wait till football season starts. Anyway.
YouTube TV, baby.
Right, right. So I hooked up on ESPN.com, and I found out that they're on the Peacock. And then I have to go looking for the Peacock. And then I have Peacock. I don't know why I have Peacock. I think because the boy subscribed us to everything so he could watch anything he wants at college. So I think we're subscribed to everything. We've got it all. So
yeah,
I said
well,
to him.
Some people don't. And then how
of
do you
course
find
not.
It?
Well, you find it the way we all found it when we were 13. You go to that transistor radio and you put on, see, here's what I do for
just
that.
Just hope Melanie Newman's not calling the game because that's impossible.
Oh, come
just,
on now.
Just not,
she's
not possible.
Not, she's not that bad. Anyway, so then I went to my favorite, which is Sirius XM, another subscription, and I popped up on the phone Sirius XM and listen to some Scott Garceau doing the game because I have the Orioles as a favorite on the satellite radio and every game is on. So I know no matter what, I can find it on the Sirius. So I found it on the Sirius and of course, couldn't have asked for a better Father's Day weekend. It was beautiful out. So we sat out by the pool with Scott Garceau and the other guy, Brent Hollander, I think it is. Doing the play-by-play live from Wrigley Field. I've been there. I've been to Wrigley Field. That's one of the ones I got to.
Well, it's this is a consumer issue, right?
And I guess you can't.
In normal businesses that you do business with and they earn money and you invest their money and you in a normal trust or integrity or whatever – they would find some better way to do this than
you know where to find them
in the office screaming like, I can't find the game. I've looked everywhere.
You,
I can't
you'd
find
know
the
where
game.
To find them. You'd know where to find them, or at least on the, and I don't know that I saw this at all. Cause I don't watch every game, but I have it on in the background at least while I'm doing some other work or something. At least you would have during the game and instead of at the fifth inning, I think it's the FanDuel odds of the over-under for the game. They would have, hey, by the way, don't forget, tomorrow's game is on Peacock. But I don't think I saw that. I saw the odds of Adley Rutschman hitting a home run when he comes up to bat in the seventh or something of that.
Well, they don't sit there for 5 days and say to you, on Sunday, you will not be able to watch the game unless you figure this out now, as opposed to thinking the game being in Chicago might not start till 2 o'clock, because that sounds reasonable. And instead, they started at 1 o'clock.
And you
are scrambling to find
to
a game
find the Peacock.
You don't have.
And then once I realized it was on the Peacock, then you got to go get the Peacock. And here's how I justified the Peacock. Because I don't watch anything on there. I'm not going to watch anything on there, most likely.
Have you talked to Matthew about how you got it, how lucky you were that he thought of you ahead of time?
Oh, he had it. He had it. I didn't have the password. We had to find that. So we had to get the password in because he had the password. But he knew what it was. And here's the thing. I don't know what it costs. Let's say it's $10 a month. All right. So if I want to watch the O's play the Cubs, $120 is the price of the ticket. So now I buy Peacock for the whole year to watch one game. And you justify it by saying, okay, that game was $120. I didn't have to buy the nachos and dogs at the park. So I saved a lot of money, didn't have to park downtown.
Boy, you sound like you're running PR for DJ Brightman right now. I mean, come on. Why don't you say how this really works? Leonard, this is how it really works.
95% of the people that are watching don't watch it. That's how it really works.
I got bitten in the eye by a creature, right? So my eye swelled.
It was an Angelos. It was an Angelos bug.
Yeah, I look like Rocky, Rocky II.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me, Mick.
Cut me, Mick. Right, exactly. I was having a cut me, Mick moment. And my wife took pity on me, brought some muffins, and we made some coffee. And we were going to watch the Orioles game, which we hadn't done because I was out. She
was
here.
What a good girl.
So we're going to watch the Orioles game, and she comes to me holding the remote. And my wife is prone to frustration. She's like, I can't find the effing thing. I'm like,
yep.
Not that this should be a shocker. And I brought this up, and I want to bring this up again because this person was important to me. Did you ever attend a Skipjacks game?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do you remember there was a guy in section 210
that
ran up and down the section with the fireman's hat on?
Yeah, sure. Goal,
right?
Sure.
And he would do skippers on the warpath. Go. Skippers on the warpath. His name's Jeff Amder. He is still very much alive and well. He was a longtime school teacher in Howard County. Known him forever. He had a fall a couple weeks ago. He's getting a little older, up in age. But Jeff goes to Nationals games, Orioles games, but he's an Oriole fan. He's as big a sports fan as I know. He was he was a cheerleader for the team, basically.
Right.
And he's a wonderful man. And he's in the hospital. And we're all trying to get him better. You know what I mean? He's posting things. And he posted on Sunday that, like, all weekend, that when the games are on Masson 2, and I know this from my wife having spent 155 nights in the hospital.
Yep.
When the game's on Masson 2, people in the hospital don't get the game. People in the nursing home don't get the game.
Right.
Unless they have Masson 1, they don't get the game at all. And then you introduce this Peacock and this Apple Plus. I just think it stinks. And Jeff has not been able to watch the Orioles play in the hospital. And he's in the hospital. And it's sort of like, and he's a lifer fan. And it's one thing that would, dare I say, be medicine for him. Right.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I just think it stinks. It's one thing for me to bitch about it. But to your point, you're like, oh, I'm going to pay $120 and, you know, talk about the popcorn I didn't eat and the trip to Chicago that it would have taken me to go. And like, all of that.
We did
my
have
wife,
nachos.
You know what my wife did? My wife came in. We looked at each other. We couldn't find the game. We realized we didn't have Peacock. I realized I wasn't going to sign up for Peacock. You know what she did? She went for a 3.5 mile walk and went for a hike.
Do a little nature.
That's what she did. So she did that instead of going to the Oriole game, and she ain't the only one.
I get it. Look, I'm with you. I think this is crazy, but for whatever reason, the world is streaming, and MLB, I guess, thinks they're going to pick up the younger demographic by streaming instead of being on old TV. I don't know what that means.
You have rich clients that live in weird places where they don't really get streaming. You know what I mean? Like where it's really tough to stream.
Sure.
I mean, it's, you know, we live in Hunt Valley and Towson and downtown, and we're moving around the Beltway. It didn't take me long 2 summers ago to get on the political train of the Crab Cake Tour, going over in the Eastern Shore and going to Western Maryland, where, like, there were large stretches of places where, like, I had one bar.
Internet ain't happening there.
It ain't happening at Luke Jones's house, and he lives 20 minutes from here.
It's a bad day when you can't watch the birds. So you got to turn on the, well, you can't even get serious radio, I guess, if you don't got bars.
Well, I mean, you're a great example of this, Leonard. You're a guy with, you know, you have disposable income, you have two homes.
And I found it, right.
But it was still, it wasn't easy for you.
No,
you're a smart
no,
guy.
I get it. I get it.
Did you find it,
it
by the time the game started, or did you go looking for it at 1 o'clock and found it at 1:20? I mean, there's a period where you start to miss. By the time I couldn't find it, it was the third inning, like literally.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like,
here's.
I guess I ain't watching the
how,
game today.
Here's how crazy I am, of course, right? I'm up Sunday morning having little Father's Day brunch.
And I forgot that part. It was Father's Day, too.
Yeah, and I flip on the guide on the DirecTV because I'm still a slave to that. Although, I will be potentially getting rid of that soon because no more Sunday NFL ticket, which is why I kept it for all these years.
So you had now DirecTV because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't been a Comcast or some?
No. So I'm DirecTV guy. I pull up the guide Sunday morning while I'm having a little brunch, and I look and I see Channel 11 has BAL's got the golf. I said, okay, where are the Orioles? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm looking. Not on CBS, not on Fox. Then I go to ESPN. Then I go to FS1. Then I go to Masson. You know, just going through the usual sports suspects.
I did everything you did. And then I said Orioles, Cubs, baseball. I was trying to find everything. And then I finally went and I looked Peacock and I'm like, who?
Yeah,
who
I found
signs
it on, like
off
I said,
on
I
this
found
at
it.
Major League Baseball to.
Found it on ESPN that it on ESPN.com. It showed that the game was going to be on Peacock. So I went we have a smart TV. Everything's smart these days. It's not just a phone. Went to the smart TV button because we watch Netflix on there.
I have one. I have a little. It's a little microphone. You
right.
Hit it.
Right.
Say, be smart.
Right. And so up pop these apps across the bottom, and we got the ESPN Plus and the Apple TV and the whatever. And so I
Hulu.
Go to,
don't forget Hulu.
Hulu. That. Yep. And I go to the Peacock and it pops up and it says coming, you know, this was like noon, Orioles Cubs, 1 o'clock. I said, okay. So I found it. And then I said, click, you know, play Peacock. And then it said, enter your password. And I said, now we're stuck because I don't have a password. The boy has all the passwords either in his phone or in his brain. So I text the boy, where am I? This is how bad life is in America, 2023. I'm in the family room. The boy's in his bedroom doing some art history homework.
Hold on, you text your kid in the other room?
Yeah, because I need the password. So I said, give me the password for Peacock, because then when he texts it to me, I can read it on the
you have
thing.
It, right? Yeah.
So I have it there. So he texts me the password and
he
I
didn't
light
send
up
it back by a carrier pigeon or fax machine or anything.
He sent it back with a fax with the curly paper. And then I put in the password, up pops the Peacock and it says welcome and play.
So
and
you were good an hour before the game.
I was good and ready, but then by the time the game started, I was sitting by the pool because it was a gorgeous day and me and the wife and the dog were outside.
The game didn't come outside with you?
I don't have an outside television here. Don't have an outside television. We just have.
You'd have to bring your laptop or your iPad to watch.
Yeah. So instead,
and
I
then
brought
put the password
the,
in again.
That
right?
Well, I don't know about that, but so we just grabbed the we have the outside speakers, and so we grabbed the Sirius radio and turned on the game and listened to it on the
That's
air.
That's how you got Garcia. So you didn't even watch it after you went through all of
after
that,
I found watch. Peacock. I didn't
should have come over
it.
To your house. I was wondering
right.
if you had Peacock.
Right.
You know?
I didn't watch it. Well, next
but I
time
did wonder
know.
Like if I had gone to Costas know. Like. How do they
I
find
don't know.
It? You know, how does a bar find it? Go to Nacho Mama's. Is it on? I don't
That's
like.
A great question. I don't know.
Well, we're
think
entering a really weird space now where these teams have
the world is
such
streaming.
Money and such liberty that they don't really have to make it easy on their customers.
Wait for the NFL season. I think we're going to see all kinds of crazy. When Sunday Ticket is now, I think it's app. Is it Apple Plus or Amazon? I don't know.
Amazon.
I just know it's not.
The Thursday was Amazon because we had to watch the Thursday night football game on my laptop.
Right. I just know it's not DirecTV anymore. So now I can shop cable. What is the other one? What's the other one? Cable, DirecTV. Fios. I can shop Fios.
Yeah.
And now I can see which one is going to give me the best deal for the regular TV because I don't need to keep DirecTV anymore for the
For football.
for football. Right. That's the reason whenever I would get a call.
DirecTV's out of business, right? I hope you don't have anybody in their stock, right?
Well, that's were they GE? No, they're AT&T. AT&T. Now, I don't know if they sold DirecTV or not.
AT&T's not going out of business, I don't think. Right.
Right. Well, that's who owns DirecTV, or at least they did. So,
well, look, while we're talking about this, and I've talked a lot of baseball, Leonard Raskin's here, Raskin Global. He will take better care of your money than the Orioles are taking care of their stakeholders at this point in regards to getting them the games. I've done a lot of baseball this summer because obviously it's back and we're interested. You're interested.
Winning.
I'm interested.
Winning.
But this whole notion, like we talked about Oakland and the franchise moving, but like the television
Vegas
part of this is a thing that sits on top of the sport like a gorilla because it's their revenue, and they've been stealing revenue forever. I mean, it was sort of it was built on this cable television model where people were all going to pay into it. And like you were paying for Peacock and didn't even know you had it till something showed up. Right. And the same thing would be true for True TV every year on March Madness weekend or with these, and True TV has been going on for 10 years. I don't even know where it is. And
right,
I only find that the Terps are playing St. Bonaventure on
exactly
March 18th or whatever. The amazing part of these RSNs and our local buddies over at Sinclair being a big, big investor in all the regional sports networks. Boy, the San Diego Padres, 2-3 weeks ago, for June 1st, network goes out of business and they just hand the keys back to Major League Baseball. And all the Padres fans have to figure out, well, where am I getting the games now?
Where am I watching the game?
I paid for my cable television. And this is really no different than my friend Jeff Amter in the hospital trying to get Masson 1 or Masson 2 because the Orioles are on Masson 2 and they're on Nationals are on Masson 1. It is this game of shells. The Dodgers have been doing this for 15 years with their games in LA.
Yep.
Like, how is that sustainable, Leonard?
They're doing it because now, let's face it, now you're going to subscribe to, or you're going to become, what is it? You're an Amazon Prime member, so you get your stuff delivered that day or the next day. And instead of Amazon Prime delivering you your dog stuff or Chewy delivering your dog stuff, you're gonna subscribe to Amazon Plus Plus because now you're gonna want football or now you're gonna want baseball. And what's gonna happen is, look, I don't know the number. I recall it was significant. And I don't know, like you said, I think it's Amazon that paid for NFL Sunday Ticket or whoever it is. My goodness, the price point that you have to pay for that. And I think the way it works,
it was YouTube, by the way,
YouTube.
It's $2 billion.
Right. So YouTube pays for it. And if you are already a YouTube Red or YouTube Plus member, if you want football, it's a couple hundred bucks. If you're not a member, it's double that.
Here
it's
we
like
go.
Five,
I'm reading it to you.
$600.
There's a $100 pre-sale discount. They will charge $349 for the Sunday ticket.
There you go.
And $389 with Red Zone. The cost on the primetime channels once the pre-sale discount ends are $449 and $489. So,
but you also have to be a YouTube Plus something subscriber to get some discount thing. It's so where are they getting $2 billion? People better buy up.
$2 billion.
$2 billion. So the league, whether it be the NFL, the MLB, they don't really care as long as
check clears.
And you know, I say this, and we're talking about the Orioles, we're talking about football. Last 2 weeks ago, I think it was terrible. I mean, it was well done, but I think it was, this is just me. The NHL finals were on TBS.
Yeah.
And like that's all fine.
Nobody would ever look to find
right.
them. But
yeah, that's where I'm looking for hockey. The playoffs first round
you don't
are
ever,
local.
You don't ever trip over it, though, like you used to with your cable remote.
Right.
Tripping. You're not tripping over that hockey game. If you didn't know what was going on and you're not vested, you're not a part
you're not
of
a fan,
opera.
You're not on TBS, you're not falling over the NHL finals.
I did not watch the cup get hoisted this year for the first time in a long, long time because it just wasn't. It wasn't in my space. It wasn't in front of me.
So I was watching and the family was miserable because I'm the only one in the household that really loves hockey. But I was watching. They had to suffer through. And it was a really good series for the first two games. Then the Knights just flattened Florida. I mean, they were just far better, bigger, stronger, faster. And they tore them to pieces. And they deserved that cup. They played a great season. They played a great
They've done a hell of a job building a franchise.
They
out
did
there.
Build. Look, the funniest thing, of course, were the people holding up the cardboard signs. We've waited 6 years for this. Look, the first year they fought the Caps for the final in their first season. Now 6 years
later, with
all the
old Caps people running it.
Right. 6 years later, they actually hoisted the cup, and they look like a really good team. And they got some good talent there. They could win it again and again. Who knows? But you had to find it on TBS. The crew was good. The broadcast was good. Your friend, what's his name? Albert, not Marv. Who?
Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny did the broadcast with Eddie Olczyk and Keith Jones. Did you know about this? Keith Jones?
I remember Keith Jones when Keith Jones first put his skates on down at Piney Orchard.
Yeah.
As a Cap. I remember seeing him skate for the first time with a wonderful man named Tom Ebright, who was the owner of the Skate Jacks.
There you go.
Tom picked me up. Literally, Tom picked me up, put me in his car. He had like a DeLorean. He had some weird car that wasn't like it was a unique, rare. He was a wealthy, not eccentric. Tom Ebright was just a wonderful man.
Yeah.
But he owned the Skipjacks, and he picked me up in his car, and we drove down and saw Keith Jones practice for the Skipjacks /Capitals.
He practiced. He played for the Jacks, played for the Capitals. Then he went on to other teams, Flyers and others. Then he got into broadcasting. He's been broadcasting for a long time, and then they're all saying goodbye to him in the last game of the series, and I'm saying, goodbye. Where's he? He obviously got canned. Did he get canned? No, he is the director of hockey operations for the Philadelphia Flyers next year.
Oh, well, good. Well, he's become a neighbor then. We've been back
to
Philly.
So he left the broadcast booth to run the Flyers,
hold on a second.
Kind of wild.
Mean, Mike Mayock did that in with the Raiders, right?
Look, lots of guys. Look, Steve Yzerman's run great hockey teams. He ran Tampa Bay. He's now back running, I think, Detroit. But I didn't picture Keith Jones as the manager head operations of Philly, but he is. So he's going to be running the Flyers.
He laced them up 6 times for the 91-92 Skipjacks and 8 times for the 92-93 Skipjacks, and then the team departed. So he was, he played games here. Absolutely.
But then the Caps. And now that the Stanley Cup is over, you can go to NHL Network. This is another one you got to trip over. And watch the Hershey Bears, who are one game away from the AHL championship.
I'm on their mailing list because we used to do bus trips. So I've gotten the come-ons I said to my wife last week, I'm like, hey, if you want to go to a hockey game, Hershey's still playing. I mean,
right.
I used to go up there for playoff games back in the day.
They were down 0-2. They came home to Hershey. They sold out that arena up there, the Hershey Arena, and whatever it's called. And they won 3 in a row. The last one won 1-0 in overtime. And so they are one game away from hoisting whatever it is. Is it the Calder Cup?
Yes, it is the Calder Cup. Yes.
There you go. See, I got my minor leagues going too here. And they got to win 1 on the road. They lost 2 on the road. They won 3 at home. Now they got to win 1 on the road to hoist the minor league equivalent of the Stanley Cup.
Well, you know the big thing they do up there is the teddy bear thing, right? You know
yes.
about that. That's
yes.
a big deal.
Charity. That's a huge thing.
I almost want to go to it. Well, my son has been to it a couple of times because he was into it. I almost want to go. It feels like a bucket list type of thing. And if I'm going to go to another Hershey Bears game, and I've been to,
Yeah.
I've been to
You got to go to the
Bears
teddy
games.
Bear game. You got to go to the
teddy bear game. Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money, sports, the remote control around his house and all of the accounts that the Hulus and the Peacocks. So we turned this into a whole media segment. Anything you want to say on finances in summertime here? Buying a beach house, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
It depends if you want to hang out at the beach. It's a great question. Anytime you're looking to buy, when you say a beach house, I assume you mean a second home.
You call it what you're going to call it. Yes.
Well, I'm just saying whether it's a beach house or
I'm not
going to
baseball repositive on 124th Street, but I
right.
Could.
But wherever you're going to buy that second home, the big thing is you got to want to be there, because if you're not going to rent it and you're going to buy it simply as a second home, it's a consumer of your dollars and a consumer of your time. So you have to consider that your vacation spot and you're going to use it enough to make it worth the ownership. Again, kind of justifying the peacock. You got to make sure that you use it enough to warrant its ownership. Otherwise, it's an albatross. It just ends up costing you a lot of money. Yeah, does the value go up over time? Sure. But not enough to justify its ownership unless you're really going to use it, or you're going to convert it to rent. If you're going to make it a rental property, rental property real estate is one of the greatest things anyone can invest in anywhere over the long term. You get income, you get growth of value, you get tax breaks, you get use the opportunity to use the place sometimes if you want to, and for maintenance and opportunity. And over the long term, if you buy the right real estate from a rental standpoint, you make a lot of money. I tell people all the time, if you were a little kid and you played Monopoly, then you understand buying a second home at the beach, because you could buy some houses there in Atlantic City in that game and collect some rents and make some money. And if you were really smart, you could buy some hotels, then make some real money. And then you could knock out your friends and win the game.
Especially you so put them in like New York Avenue, because they're coming out of jail. And they
when they're coming out of jail, they're going to land on those Marvin Gardens. They're going to hit Marvin Gardens.
Right.
And all you need to own is the yellows and the greens. The yellows and the greens. And one of Boardwalk or Park Place. Because if you own one, nobody else can build there and hurt you. So as long as nobody else can hurt you, you win. So rental property is a great thing. Second home's a great thing if you're going to use it. If you're not going to use it, it's a vacant piece of brick and mortar, I guess, you know.
Right.
And then it's not a great thing.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He's got advice for everybody. Find him out at Raskin Global. Find him in the front of BaltimorePositive.com. And hopefully find him out on our 25th anniversary tour beginning August 3rd at Costas and August 4th at Drug City, celebrating 25 years here at WNST. We're going to be celebrating on Thursday this week the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. Be giving away the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs in the 50th anniversary and our friends at Window Nation as well. We're going to be at Spirits West on Wilkins Avenue. And here they got a great crab cake over there. I'm looking forward to it. I used to get the shrimp salad at Kibbe's around the corner, so the standards are high. Been about 3 weeks since I've had a crab cake. I was at Fadley's a couple weeks ago for one, so I'm overdue. Maryland Crab Cake Tours on the road. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.